Thank you and good morning. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies responded to a residence in the 6,000 block of Aspen Way in Humboldt Hill on Friday after a male caller reported a man had been shot inside the house and that the shooter was still on scene. When deputies reached the scene, they established a perimeter around the house and ordered the suspect, identified as 34-year-old Eureka man Brian Swan, to come out. Swan initially refused to obey commands, and a short standoff ensued, with the wounded victim still inside and unable to receive treatment from EMTs on scene. Eventually, Swan exited the house and was taken into custody without incident, and he was booked into county jail on suspicion of attempted murder. The victim was treated at the scene and then was taken to the hospital and remains in critical condition. The City of Fortuna has entered into a joint powers agreement with the Redwood Coast Energy Authority that will purchase electricity from PG&E and then sell it to customers in Fortuna as part of the Community Choice Aggregation Program. The City Council approved the agreement last Monday, and residents can find a copy of the full ordinance at the city's website. The City of Arcata plans to purchase more forest land, this time 20 acres along Jolly Giant Creek that connects Humboldt State University and the Arcata Community Forest. The trail is already regularly used, and with new funding, the city will turn it into a proper forest trail tied in with the rest of the community forest. Arcata has received a $90,000 grant from the State Natural Resources Agency, and that, combined with $5,000 in city money and a $150,000 grant from Cal Fire, will be used to make the purchase and construct the trail. A reminder for Humboldt County residents that the second installment of property taxes are due today, or you'll face a 10% penalty. Property taxes can be paid via mail, online, or in person at the tax collector's office. However, county officials recommend paying by mail if you plan to pay in person today, because the tax collector's office will be busy. For more information, check the county website. Two local men will be honored by Governor Jerry Brown in Sacramento tomorrow morning for their heroic actions in saving two people from a burning plane at the Dinsmore Airport in 2012. The two Caltrans employees, Dane Hartman and Dave Ackley, used a fire extinguisher to knock down the flames and pull out the injured flight instructor. As they did so, the fuel tanks exploded, but everyone was away safely, and the two men will receive the Medal of Valor from the governor for their actions. Jordan Christmas has news from Eureka Police.
With the May 2nd deadline set for squatters to leave the Palco Marsh area, the city has documented that close to 70 pet dogs along with other animals have been living on the marsh and are seeking foster homes for these animals. The Eureka Police Department announced this afternoon that they have allocated $3,000 to local animal groups who are helping these animals that are being affected by the marsh move. Some of the groups Eureka Police will work with include Redwood Pals Rescue, the Humboldt Animal Rescue Team, and the Sequoia Humane Society.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie isn't in the business of selling things, except for one thing, service. Gillespie spoke on Talk Shop about what draws people to the fire service, and one theme runs throughout. People want to help others, and the fire service is most definitely a place to do that. That includes service to people who may live on the edge of society or who may be part of the seedier side of life. Gillespie states unequivocally that they get the same treatment as everyone else.
Maybe you've gone there for 10 heroin ODs, or you're going to a certain area. Maybe we're going down behind the mall or something like that. We may be seeing the exact same thing we saw last week and 3 weeks before that, but you go to it, we've still got a job to do.
The term frequent flyer is used a lot among fire and police, and it refers to responding to calls at the same problem location over and over again. But sometimes it's not a problem location, it's a response to someone who needs additional help.
We'll try and deal with the situation in a professional manner on scene, and maybe it's an elderly person that is falling down a lot. They don't have a care provider in the home. We'll try and work then behind the scenes, like with Adult Protective or with the Ombudsman, something like that, to try and help either their family members or try and help them with some sort of an option.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Fire Chief Bill Gillespie by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.